All right, all right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall truly rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, somebody. Thank you for joining. Good morning, Melissa. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you all so much for joining this morning. We're going to get a couple more people on, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to start. And we're getting ready to move into the next level of our day. I'm going to get us in here in this word, and I'm going to get us out of here. I'm going to get us in here, and I'm going to get us out of here in this word. Come on in this morning. Come on in. Thank you. Good morning, Official Grace. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining. I appreciate you joining. Come on in. Come on in. We got someone on YouTube as well. Good morning, YouTube, and all of the social media platforms. Good morning, Anchor, as well. Blessings to you, too. Blessings to you. Good morning. Come on in. All right, we got a few in this morning, and what we're going to do, we're going to go straight into prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for this day, God, for truly it is a day that you've made for us, God. You made it, God, because you created us to enjoy life on this earth, God, with you in our hearts. God, we ask right now, God, that I decrease as you speak through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit, God. God, I pray for my wife and children, grandchildren, my mom, my siblings, God, and my extended family members, my in-laws. I pray for all of our friends and loved ones, God. I pray for all of those who are watching right now or who will be watching later. And I pray for those who are listening now or will be listening later, God, that something is said today, God, that will penetrate their hearts and their minds, God, so that they can be able to transform their mind to be greater than what they used to be and what they even were yesterday, God. We know, God, that you can do all things but fail us, God. And right now, God, we're asking right now, God, to forgive us of anything that we've said or done that is not pleasing in your eyes. God, we ask right now that you continue, God, to pour into us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of who you are in our lives individually as well as collectively, God. Allow us, God, to do your will, not our will, not the world's will, but your will, God. Let us not become slaves to a system that is designed to distract us from giving you glory and giving you praise. God, we pray right now, God, even with the division as it relates to religion, God, we're not divided because of different beliefs, God. But Lord, we're coming and we're going to unite, God, for one common cause, and that is to worship your name in spirit and in truth, God. We thank you, God. We ask right now, God, that you continue to bless us individually as well as collectively. Bless our country, God. Bless those that are in authority of the natural world, God. Bless them to do what is right, God, in the spirit. I pray, God, that every scheme and every plot that the enemy tries to set, I declare and destroy it right now. I cancel the assignment of the enemy, God. I thank you right now for the authority and the power that you have given us to speak boldly, God, those things that you have called us to speak upon. I pray right now, Father God, that everything that is said and done behind closed doors with evil intentions upon my life or my family's life or anybody who's watching this right now, their lives, we cancel that assignment, God, and return it back to the sender, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have the love, the power, and the sound mind that we never have to walk in fear. We never have to walk in lack. But God, we walk in authority and in the things that you have given us, God. We thank you, God, for this day. We bless your name for this day, God. And we pray, God, as we close this prayer, but never our hearts to you. We ask right now, God, that this week a supernatural blessing will take place in our lives. Things that we have been praying for, the manifestation now is here. And we thank you right now, God. And we give your name all of the glory, all of the honor and all of the praise that is due unto you. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, and thank you all so much for joining. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, this morning, I want someone to type for me this morning, if you don't mind. This morning topic is going to be breaking mental chains. Breaking mental chains. Breaking mental chains. And what do I mean by that? You know, oftentimes I do believe that sometimes people are so wrapped up in bondage that they don't realize that they're doing more harm to themselves than other people could possibly do. But this is what I've learned and still learning. It's up to me on how I think. It's up to me on how I move. It's up to me on what I want to entertain. And it's up to me what I don't want to entertain. I have the power. I have the authority to do exactly what God has called me to do. And you have the power and you have the authority to do exactly what God has called you to do. Stop letting small-minded people talk you out of the big blessings that God has for you. See, sometimes we have to be realistic with ourselves. Sometimes we have to know that certain people are not for us. We have to really know and understand everybody's not for you and everybody will not celebrate you. And that's okay. And sometimes, to be honest with you, a lot of people will continue to hang with those people that they know in their hearts that they're jealous of them and they don't want them to supersede them. But let me explain something to you real quick. No weapon, and hear me clearly, no weapon formed against me or you shall ever prosper. No weapon. See, the weapons are formed in order for God to perform. Somebody typed it in. The weapons are formed in order for God to perform his miraculous miracles, signs, and wonders through you. See, a lot of people don't understand what God has for you. It is for you. And the devil in hell cannot take it away. And we have to be mindful of knowing and understanding when God is for us, he is more than the world against us. So stop worrying about if people try to come together and to try to deliberately hurt you or try to cancel you. You can't cancel what God has created. Come on, somebody. You can't cancel what God has created, and God has created each and every last one of us for his purpose and his plans that he has for us. So we got to stop looking at the world system and look at how God has ordained things to be in our lives. And sometimes people's positions in your lives are up, but you're holding on to them too long. Come on, somebody. You're holding on to people too long. And you got to get to a point, and hear me clearly, you got to get to a point where you're okay with people walking out of your life. Because, see, they know that they have done evil deeds behind your back. And God has spoken to you in reference to that. And God has shown you and revealed to you about those people. And now you're moving forward and they can't handle it. They can't handle it. Come on, somebody. They cannot handle it. But here's something for you. And I want you to understand this. Here's something for you. If God has ordained you to be something and to be somewhere and to do something, the devil in hell can't stop you and what God has for you. And the little imps that he got working for him too, they cannot stop you either. They cannot stop you either. So we got to learn to break the mental chains in our lives. This is my verse this morning. Someone typed this up, Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want to stay right there for a moment. By the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. When you renew something, that means you got rid of something. Come on, somebody. Y'all got to come on work with me. Listen. When you renew something, you got rid of something. Come on, somebody. When you renew something, you had to get rid of something. And getting rid of the stinking thinking is what I call it. The things that you used to think and the things that you used to do back in the day, those things no longer fit you. Those things no longer serve purpose for you. And you got to be strong enough to know that everybody is not going to the next level and the next chapter of your life. You got to be okay with knowing everybody is not going to be. Everybody is not going to be. Everybody is not going to be your cup of tea. And it's all right. You're not everybody's cup of tea either. Certain people like certain teas for a certain reason, because they got benefits, great benefits. You need to be with people that's going to be beneficial and not a burden. You need to be with people who's going to be an asset and not a liability. You need to be with people that's going to help you grow and you're going to help them grow. You don't need to be with people where every time you turn around, you're doing and doing and doing. You're pouring. You're giving. And nothing is ever given back to you. And you cannot continue to pour from an empty cup. I say what I say. You cannot continue to pour from an empty cup. Some of you guys feel so empty, but you're really not. You're just around the wrong people who can't feel you. Come on, somebody. You're around the wrong people who can't feel you and fuel you. They can't fill you up and they can't fuel you with energy to do the best that you can do in your life and not just stop, but they're going to keep pushing you. Y'all around the wrong people. Y'all are in jail. Y'all are in bondage. And don't even realize it. You're in bondage. You don't even realize it. And sometimes you got to let people go in order for God to be able to be that blessing in your life. You really got to let some people go. And I don't care if it's family members. Sometimes you have to let them go. Love them from over there. Keep them over there. With their negativity, stay over there. I don't care who you are. And see, a lot of people are scared to let people go because they're familiar. They're so familiar with those people. So therefore, they just continue. They continue to sit there and to allow people to mess over them, and they still keep them in their lives. See, sometimes you got to know when to let go and let God, for real. You got to know when to let go and let God. And what do I mean? When I say you got to learn to let go and let God, let go of your ways and let God's ways come in. And then you will see things begin to look much better. And God would be just like a bulldozer. He would start knocking things down in your life. He would start scaling things back in your life. He would start moving things for you to be able to see clearer what you didn't see earlier. You have to operate in the spirit in order for you to understand spiritual things. You can't operate in religion and then expect spiritual things to come out of that. It's just no way. Come on, somebody. You have to be able to allow God to be that bulldozer to move things out of your way that is a distraction to God's purpose and God's plans concerning your life. And everybody can't speak into your life. Let me just say that. I need y'all to hear me. Listen up real quick. There's no way that people always got a word for you when they see you, or always want to speak a word into you all the time. Like they just, him and God, you know, they like this. Like God can't talk to you directly, because he does. Come on, somebody. But you got to learn to listen in the spirit. You got to learn to listen in the spirit. You got to walk in the spirit. You got to also live in the spirit as well. Operate fluently in the spirit of God. And God will speak directly to you. You just got to be able to listen. I'm just saying, you got to be able to listen. All right. So anyway, breaking mental chains, setting yourself free. That's the message for today. Listen, point number one, someone type this up for me. The first step to breaking mental chains, the first step is self-awareness. Someone typed it up. The first step is self-awareness. Good morning. Again, the first step is self-awareness. Self-awareness. And I made some notes here. I'm going to read them to you. We must be willing to examine our thoughts, emotions, and patterns of behavior. I had to put that down. Listen, we must. Hold on. Yeah, we must be willing to examine our thoughts, emotions, and patterns of behavior. Again, we must be willing to examine our thoughts, emotions, and patterns of behavior. What do I mean? What you don't recognize, you cannot fix. What you don't acknowledge, you cannot overcome. What you're not willing to see right in front of you, and what you're not willing to deal with, eventually will deal with you. Let me say it again. What you're not willing to deal with will eventually deal with you. And you got to get to a point in your life where you start dealing with your own mess, is what I'm trying to tell you. See, sometimes people don't want to deal with their own mess. They always want to deal with everybody else's stuff except their own mess. One thing that I've started doing, I'm going to be very honest and very blunt. One thing that I've started doing is I've stopped talking to a few people because I read their energy. I need y'all to get this. I stopped talking to some people because I read their energy. When you read energy, move accordingly. And I need y'all to hear me. Listen, when you read energy that is off, move accordingly. Move into the will of God and the purpose and the plans that God has for you, and move away from the distractions. Distractions can come in different forms. And distractions can come in different people and from different people. It ain't always the strangers. Come on. Sometimes it's the people right here under you. Come on. Because why? Because they are envy of what God is doing in your life because you've been consistent. One thing that I have learned, and I apply this in every aspect of my life, whatever I am consistent with and persistent with, I will always have success at. Whatever I'm persistent with and consistent with, I will always, always have the outcome that I work for. Always. So self-awareness is key. Self-awareness is key. Point number two, challenge the negative beliefs. Challenge your negative beliefs. Challenge your negative beliefs. Challenge your negative beliefs. What do I mean? We must remind ourselves that we're worthy. We must remind ourselves that we're loved. We must remind ourselves that God loves us in spite of, while man loves us because of. We must remind ourselves that we are not who we were 5 years ago. We're not who we were 1 year ago. We got to keep reminding ourselves, and we got to challenge the negative beliefs that we have had over the years. See, everybody has spoken some negative things over your life in the years, in the past, and probably even in the present moment. But you got to be strong enough to understand that whatever God has for you, it is for you. You got to be strong in your faith. You have to be so strong, and I want you to hear me clearly. You have to be so strong in your faith that even if 25 people came, even if 25 people came to you and actually said that you were wrong for starting a business, you were wrong for opening up a brand, you were wrong for this because you don't need to do that. You need to get this here job because this is what your degree is in and you should be over here. Let me tell you what those people are doing. Those people have a limited mindset. Listen, those people have a limit mindset. A limit mindset, okay? Limit. Very limit mindset. Very, very limit mindset. This thing is still getting up in my face. Let me see here. Yep, very limited mindset. Okay, I think that's a little bit. Yeah, the sun trying to come out. I don't want it to beam too much. I know it was light. It was let there be light. It was light. But but anyway. Whenever people start speaking things into your life that you know for sure, listen, is wrong. If they're speaking something that is against what God has spoken to you, if it's contrary to what God has spoken, release it. Don't even let it even enter your canal. Release it. And what I mean by releasing it is just that. You got to learn to release those things. You can't allow someone with a small mindset to disrupt and dismantle what God is trying to do in and through you. There's just no way. There's no way that you should be sitting here allowing something from a person who doesn't even know themselves tell you about yourself. Come on, somebody. Come on. This is where the challenge comes in there for you. Some of y'all are so loyal to the wrong people that y'all don't understand what loyalty really looks like. See, y'all are so consumed and concerned about other people's feelings and views that you forget about your own. Always put your stuff up first and foremost. Always. Always put yourself here first. God first, and then you after that. Then you put everything and everybody else in the category where they belong. Don't let them put themselves in a category. In your life, you put them. That's your life now. I need you to hear me. That's your life. You put people in categories in your life and stop letting them put themselves in there. We got to stop. We really got to stop. We got to remind ourselves that, again, that we are worthy of love and acceptance, flaws and all. We all got flaws. But one thing about the God that we serve, listen. Good morning, Faith James. Listen, one thing that I can really say about God, flaws and all, he's favored me. And sometimes that causes people who have been praying against me or thinking that I should do this instead of this. One thing it does for those people, it confuses them because they're operating in the flesh and they're operating in a place that you don't even need to be concerned about. Because they're operating in a place where the flesh is speaking. But let me explain something to you about the flesh. The flesh go up and down. But see, one thing about God, God is a rewarder of those who seek him. Stop worrying about people. Stop worrying about people. My third point, we must learn to let go of the past. We must learn to let go of the past. We must learn to let go of the past. Some people say that they can't let go of the past. Well, I said, this is what I say to them. If you can't let go of the past, you can't embrace the present. Because you're holding you back. If you cannot let go of your past, you are holding you up in the present because you can't embrace what God has for you now. You can't. There's no way. Sorry, but not sorry. There is no way. You can't. Because one thing about the past, you can't change it. You can't change it. See, if you can't change the past, change how you look in the present. That went over some of y'all head. I need you to hear me. If you can't change the past, change how you look at the present right now, at this very moment. Got to change it. And in changing things, guess what? You got to change your environment, meaning that you got to change the people that you are around. If people around you are always draining you, leave from around them. Leave from around them. Because they don't mean you absolutely no good at all. You have to know what is for you, and you got to know what is against you. Point number three. Wait a minute, one, two, three, four. Point number four, I guess. Seek out individuals who uplift, inspire, and encourage you. Seek out individuals who uplift, inspire, and encourage you. Let me say it again. Someone typed it up. Seek out individuals who uplift, inspire, and encourage you. Share your struggles and your victories with folks that you can talk to. And it ain't always family members. You know, you can talk to other folk. Everybody ain't got to be family members. Some friends become family, to be honest with you. So seek out individuals who uplift, inspire, and encourage you. And let me give you the final point, because I'm going to close down the podcast over here because it only gave me 30 minutes, but I'm going to come back to y'all. My last point is, let us not underestimate the power of faith. Someone typed it up. Let us not underestimate the power of faith. Let us not underestimate the power of faith. Being a spiritual being causes your faith to increase like never before. Even when others can't see it, God is still going to allow you to shine, even in the midst of a dark area in your life. And one thing that I can tell you about God from experience, God doesn't move on our emotions. God moves on his timing, and God moves when he say it's time for the move to take place. So when you're praying to God, be patient with God, because once you're patient with God, God will bless you with everything that you need. Anchor, this is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed, but never stressed. Same time, same place, next week.